Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back to part two of our powerful conversation with Jennifer Bennett here on Hacks and Hobby. She's a visionary behind Get Desky. Now, in part one, we unpacked the why. And in this episode, we explore the how. You'll learn how Jennifer helps leaders design their days, delegate with confidence, and build systems that reflect their deepest values. Welcome back to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me again.
So, Jennifer, let's break down the word freedom. For your clients, what does that really mean? And what are they letting go of?
Freedom for them, in a lot of ways, means that they get more time with their family. They get to do more of the things that light them up. They get to have more impact on the people that they're called to serve. And they get to let go of the day-to-day that bogs them down from doing that really drags them back into modes or skills that they've had to learn just to keep their business growing, that don't really light them up, that don't bring them any joy, but are very vital and necessary for a business to grow and for a business to thrive at the next level.
That's so powerful. And what's cool is that there's this line on your website that I absolutely love. You don't need to scale like everyone else. What does that soulful scaling look like? Because as you're sharing, it's the matter of getting time back with the family, getting to spend time with the family, doing the things that they love to do. And with that, you're modeling behavior that you want them to also have. So talk to me, what does soulful scaling look like?
So it's going back to what is the deepest desire that you have? You know, we've had many interactions, and a lot of the times when you've met me and you've seen me, I have my family with me. Sometimes it's just my mom. Sometimes it's my daughter.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so many of my family members. You know, we went to a dinner and it was all of my family was with me, and that's modeling part of my soul. I love my family. Everything that I do, the reason that I wake up and then I get out of the bed in the morning is to provide for my family. And also to the next level, be able to bring my family with me all the time, to have many more experiences, to have many more opportunities for my youngest, who's 9 right now. We decided to homeschool her. So when we go and I speak at events, or if I am an attendee of those events, mm-hmm. have educational experiences for her. She's been dubbed as a little mini networker. We go to events and she's like, oh my God, you got to meet my mom. Because of that, because I've brought her into that, she's learning how to interact with different types of people, different types mm-hmm. of personalities. Maybe being in a place where she doesn't have to worry so much about stranger danger as she more has to worry about strange behavior, because the vast yeah. majority of those people in those places that I've already pre-vetted, the vast majority of the attendees, they're entrepreneurs, they're business owners. The vast majority of them have families. They either have kids at home or they had kids at home. And so they're very receptive to her coming in, asking them yeah. questions, engaging with them. And that only grows her confidence and her curiosity of what is all of this? You know, what can I learn from this? And recently she decided to start selling bookmarks. So she's learning about, you know, marketing. She's learning about, you know, what is the cost per bookmark that she has, to then be able to price it, you know, if you have to mail it to someone. So she's learning about all of these different aspects in a safe environment for her to be able to keep going in that curiosity. And that's really my goal, you know, one of the things that after I kind of aspirationally let go of wanting to be a vet when I was a kid was people would ask me, what do you want to be? A mom. That's really what I wanted to be. And so when I see my kid, you know, thriving, like my oldest, so she has her esthetician license. She's now fixing to start interning to be able to learn how to open her own shop. So, and in essence, that is part of my soul.
Amazing.
Is I gave that gift to my kids of curiosity of what is it like, and that safe space to be able to, okay, well, everybody, the school system only says there's only one path, and that's, you know, go to college and get into debt. I gave my kids a safe space to question, like, is that the path for me? And so that's really what soul means to me.
I love that. You know, as you're bringing your soul and you're modeling that behavior with your children, with your youngest, with your older, and then that's behavior, and that's something that you saw in your grandmother and your mother, and that's, you know, you saw that the power of communication, the power that they enabled you, they
yes.
encouraged you, and they supported you. So how do we bring that soul, and how do we bring that mindset to our team members, to the people that we work with, to scale our businesses, and, you know, again, bring that freedom in as well?
Yeah, so each one of us has, you know, something that really lights our soul up. And when we start having conversations and we start wondering, like, where this person came from and why their why is their why, it's easy to see into their soul as to how to inspire them, how to motivate them. You know, you have a heart for the next generation as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to help your religious community have that next generation of those leaders, you know, and that's no different than mine. And then when you start really looking at that, you're like, well, your vision and your soul is very similar to mine, you know, and we both want to inspire the world to be a better place even long after we're gone, you know.
Amen.
That's the best gift that we can give our children, and that's also the best thank you we can give to our ancestors is, you know, you gave us this. I had, you know, so many phenomenal instances of great role models from my family. And for me not to share those with my girls, or for me not to share some of those with the world, it's almost like I'm doing it a disservice, because I'm saying the vast majority of the conferences, they don't care if you bring your family.
Yeah, they don't. Mm-mm. They don't care. Jennifer, talk to me about, as we are creating these environments for not only our children, but also our team members, how do we then turn around and say, okay, we are performing really highly, but we are also feeling so overwhelmed? What would you say to the founder listening who's crushing revenue? They've got this thing coming on, they're scaling properly, but silently they're drowning in decision fatigue. They don't know where to go.
There's so many resources. The first thing that I would say is you've probably waited too long to hire help. The second thing is that if you have hired help, and you're still the decision maker, there's a few different things. Maybe you didn't train them well. Maybe you trained them well and you need to, love them out the door and find someone else. The third thing is you might need to look at the culture that you have created. So when you create a culture of where people can uplift each other, they can lean on each other. So you have to have this balance of where, you know, we got to push people forward, but we also have to hold them accountable. And so when you have a team and someone kind of drops the ball, you can kind of see it. And so I would say if you're drowning and you're doing it alone, reach out to me, reach out to Janine, reach out to some of our business partners. You can find them. We both are business partners of First Class Business. They have a whole slew of resources. And then on top of that, the resources that you have and that you bring to the table and the ones that I have. And you don't have to go it alone. You know, the vast majority of the people that I talk to, they're like, well, I have to build this before I then can bring on a team. When I first started Get Desky, my mom, she was like, no, we're not going to be the executioners of the fulfillment of this. And so within the first 45 days of starting our company, we actually hired. So we hired someone before we really had a whole lot of revenue coming in.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of businesses, and if you look at the SBA, they fail within the first 5 years. And the vast majority of those, if you look, they have less than 10 employees.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about that, they don't have enough help. Now, you know, sometimes you have help, but it's not the right help. So knowing, like, there are places out there where you can go and you can get the right help, but being willing to ask the questions, like, don't just say, okay, my friend down the road says that she can do VA work. Cool. Yeah. Like, what? Like,
what's her experience like?
Yes, what's your experience like? You know, don't be afraid to have an actual, like, interview process. Just because your hair's on fire doesn't mean you take the first person that says, yep, I'll take it for the cheapest. That is the fastest road to it is going to be utterly chaos. Yeah. And I talk a lot about the spaghetti bowl. And what happens in the spaghetti bowl is you have an entrepreneur that's on fire. And they put noodles all in here because they're like, oh, cool. I have somebody who's finally going to help me. And they put all the things that they don't want to do in there. And they boil it. And they're like, all right, you're on. And then they're like, here you go.
And it's a tangled sea of
yeah.
Tasks.
Yeah. Yes, and there's no SOPs for, you know, this person to pull a thread out and be like, okay, yeah. This is where it starts, this is where it ends. And it winds up being this big ball of goop that, because as you put noodles in and in the refrigerator, what happens to it?
Mm-hmm.
It turns into this big ball of goop that just sticks together and it's like this, and then you're like, and then when you pull it out, it's fragmented.
Yes, fragmented breaks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that allows for more chaos because now there's fractures. Now there's breakdowns in communication. Now there's like, well, I've already trained you on this. There's, well, I thought you knew this already.
Right. But it's fragmented information that they weren't able to execute or even repeat back what you explain to them, right? They got to have that ability as well.
Yes.
This has been really powerful, Jennifer. As you share this encouragement, as you know, the mindset shift, the next steps, having those SOPs in place, having the right people to be on the job so that you are properly scaling, you're properly taking time back. It's so important. And you mentioned something great. You know, we work together on several projects and partnering in the same company with First Class Business. And we have so many of these processes in place so that we can spend more time documenting the journey. More time helping our clients see the way. Getting time to spend on each other to train and understand what actually works. I've got some rapid fire questions for you. These are outside of all the stuff that we talked about. So, number one, what's something most people don't know about you?
I love fishing.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. I barrel race and I trained horses when I was a kid. And I don't, for as far as women goes, I don't like jewelry, I don't like flowers, and I don't like chocolate. And so my husband has a really hard time finding gifts. So those are some random Random facts.
Good random facts. And okay, the next one is bottom sea fishing with Carl. Tell me more.
So I love going and getting like these charters, there's fishing charters to go and fish in Florida, where we get to fish for like snapper and grouper and drums and different things like that. But the reason that I love that is because I'm an outdoors person. Like I'm outdoors right now.
Yeah.
It's not outside of the norm for me to sit out here in Texas where it feels like 106 right now and work. I just love it. But from a young age, I've always really enjoyed fishing. We had a pond on our 40-acre ranch, and it wasn't uncommon for me to go fishing and do that. And so being able to go and fish with Carl is it's kind of the mesh between, you know, my childhood memories and then hanging out with my husband at the same time.
Yeah. I love that. Thanks for sharing, because it's so important to have that one-on-one time with your better half, with your partner in life, right? We got to be on the same page to see, hey, this is what's going on. This is what we're going towards and all that good stuff. All right, last one. If you could give your 10-year-old self one system, what would it be?
My 10-year-old self. So around that time, I quit kind of being entrepreneurial. And I tried to really dive in to be an academic. My 10-year-old self, if I could go back and tell her, would be to keep being entrepreneurial. You know, I shared the last time that, you know, when my family has always been big on like hanging out, you know, having barbecues, having, you know, families together. They would have, my dad would host company picnics for the plants that he was building. So we were always like having social events, and I was always kind of entrepreneurial of like, oh, I'm going to charge people, you know, a certain amount to go get them a drink or all these different things. But that kind of stopped around the age of 10, and I would have encouraged myself to keep doing that.
I love that. Having that entrepreneurial spirit at a young age and continue to moving forward. And there could have been a few, you know, there could have been some experiences that cause you to stop doing that. We don't know, right? We don't know. My memory only goes back to when I was 10 years old. And, you know, there's a bunch of missing parts inside of that as well. But that could be a conversation for another time, Jennifer.
Yeah. It can be. There's so many more.
Yeah. Well, this was a lot of fun. It's been a masterclass talking with you in both in strategy and humanity. You know, it's really, really good to get to this part two and get to see you on the outdoors. This is how we'll find her, guys. She's on the outdoors. And in fact, talking about outdoors, there's a really powerful place that's coming together. The Wild Woods Resorts out in Tennessee.
Yes.
Is it resorts?
Wildwood Retreats.
Retreats.
Believe,
there we go. Okay. Yes. It's a retreat area with Susan Anderson. She's another really close friend, and we're working with her to bring that as a reality too. It's 140 acres out in Tennessee where entrepreneurs can go out in the wild and enjoy the outdoors. Jennifer, thank you so much again. And where can people reach you and connect with you?
Oh, they can reach me super easy. www.getdesky.com. That is spelled GETDESKY.com.
I love it. For everyone listening, if you've been running fast but feel like something's missing, this is your cue to step back and get desky. We'll link everything in the show notes, including how to follow Jennifer and her work. Jennifer, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, if this helps you breathe a little deeper, share it with someone you care about. Let's normalize growing with integrity. Thank you, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this Hacks and Hobbies episode. Junaid would love to hear from you, so please leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. Visit hacksandhobbies.com to find additional information on the guest today, as well as the show notes.